fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with my lovely wife, Debbie, and a special guest, Emma Nowak. Emma's a young woman who just graduated from high school last year at Father Gabe Richard High School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She's involved in the Be Love Revolution and is part of leadership at Pine Hills Camp, and I've asked her to join us today so she and Debbie can talk together about their experience. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, welcome, Deb.
Good morning.
Welcome back. But before we get started, I get some big news I want to talk about. So Emma's a really good athlete. And last year, she was one of the key players on the most successful athletic team in the history of Father Gabe Richard High School. The top three in the nation volleyball team went 42-0. So tell us a little bit about it, Emma. Congrats.
Yeah, that was in the year of 2015. It was an absolutely incredible season. All of us girls, we really just bonded together as a team, and we just had fun playing on the court. There came a point where we weren't worried about winning or losing. We just wanted to have fun and enjoy each other's company. And it turned out ending in a state championship, and we couldn't ask for anything more.
No, it was an exciting time for the school. You girls did a fantastic job. You're great models, and it's exciting to see what you accomplished. So, Deb, last couple of days, we've been talking about the Be Love Revolution. And folks, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program over the last couple of days, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer or download it on whatever device you have. You can catch up on what Debbie's been talking about the first couple of days. So here we are today. Now, yesterday we had Jane Vogel, a mother, kind of making an observation about really what happened with her own girls. Now, Emma's here today. Share a little bit about the leadership formation and the experience that you have with these older gals who are pitching
now,
in.
Well, one of the most exciting things for me is to meet someone like Emma as a seventh or eighth grader. I can't remember when you came to camp, but as a 13 or 14-year-old. And to watch her grow into a beautiful young woman of God and to kind of make that journey with her. And, I mean, Emma's in great company. There are hundreds of young women like her that have really taken hold of the Be Love Revolution. And so I thought it'd be great to have Emma on to kind of hear from her firsthand, a young woman, how being part of the Be Love Revolution and her launch through Pine Hills Camp has really helped her grow in her faith and hopefully will continue to help her as she heads to Notre Dame and continues to love the Lord and be loved wherever God puts her. So Emma, maybe if you want to just start a little bit about kind of what your involvement with Pine Hills and Be Love has been like and how it's really impacted you.
Yeah, well, first of all, it all started off my eighth grade year heading into Pine Hills. My mom had to drag me kicking and screaming to Pine Hills. I did not want to go at all. I would actually leave her little notes around the house saying I'm not going to Pine Hills. But yeah, once I got there, I was really moved by how radical the love of the Lord was displayed throughout these women and how they lived their lives through joy and through loving one another. And then I just couldn't stay away. And so then I came back to Pine Hills the following year and then the three following years after that. And I really got involved with the Be Love Revolution just because the environment that it creates is something that I think every young woman should be a part of. And it's a culture that really just spreads the love of the Lord and it touches each person's lives in a unique way. And the friendships that I've created through the Be Love Revolution have shaped me who I am today. The friends that I made my first year at Pine Hills are my best friends today, and I think that really speaks volumes that we've maintained this friendship through high school and going into college, and I know that I'll have these friends for the rest of my life.
So what was going on in eighth grade? Why didn't you want to go? Because you were busy playing sports or just
Well, in eighth grade, I really did not have a personal relationship with the Lord at all. My friends, they had nothing to do with their faith, so then I thought it wasn't cool to have a faith life or it wasn't cool to be a Christian. And so, yeah, I had to be dragged kicking and screaming to camp. And I thought Catholics were just like boring people who stayed inside and prayed, chanting the rosary all day. But then I really saw all these beautiful women, and I wanted to be just like them. All the leadership at Pine Hills and Be Love, I wanted to be like them. And it really provided me with awesome role models that I can live up to and aspire to be like.
What did you see in them that attracted you so much?
What I saw in them was the radical way that they were living out their love for the Lord.
Yeah, it is attractive when you see it, right?
It's so attractive, yeah.
Yeah.
So part of the call, I think, of Be Love is not just to have young women like Emma sitting on the sideline observing, but to get her in the game, not only in her activating her own faith life, but helping her discover her own gifts and talents and empowering her to really use them. And one of the great things about Be Love, even at Pine Hills, it feels safe to go out on that limb to say, okay, I'm going to get up for the first time and I'm going to actually share a testimony, or I'm going to lead other young women in something, or I'm going to be looked at as a leader rather than just a follower. And it's a no-fail environment because everyone is so loving and supportive. And so what it does is it builds young women up in their gifts and talents and really empowers them to then say, well, I could do this in another environment where it's not so friendly because I know who I am. And I have so many other young women who are loving me and supporting me through it. And so Emma's had the opportunity to grow with a group of young women her age through leadership development in Be Love. She was part of a women's group that met together with me for leadership development, just going deeper with the Lord. She began to be part of a team of young women that were serving in leadership at Pine Hills Camp through being a counselor and being on a senior service team and service team. And so there's really a way to begin to grow in leadership at Pine Hills and then through Be Love, where you're really being trained to be a leader. And in lots of different ways, not just an upfront leader, but to be a leader in your faith.
Yeah, how did you experience that whole process?
Well, something that I learned was that in order to be a leader, you don't need to be the person that's the loudest or the funniest or the most outgoing, but you can really lead in small and gentle ways, and that the most important quality of a leader is to love those people that you're trying to lead. And once you love those people that you're trying to lead, I think the rest comes naturally. So I've really looked at this situation and my involvement in Pine Hills and growing up the ranks of leadership as just an opportunity to increase the way that I can love these girls. And yeah, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
One thing I think is really great is that as Emma gets ready next semester to go off to college, I know she sees herself as a beloved revolutionary. It's not like, well, I'm done with this phase of my life because I'm out of high school. But I know what she's thinking is, are many young women are, for one, I can't wait to get back next summer to really be involved. But also, I want to be God's love where he's putting me. And if that's at Notre Dame, I will carry that vision and the mission with me wherever I go. And we see that throughout the country with other young women. So that's how it's growing. That's how it's a movement.
Yeah. The Be Love Revolution, what it does is it's grounded me in my identity. So I know that I'm a daughter of the King and that I'm beloved by the Lord. And once you know that, like, you recognize that there's a fight going on in society, that there's a devil who's trying to win over our souls, and that we have to continually pray and not only fight for ourselves, but fight for our brothers and sisters who are also waging this war. And I know that everyone in the Be Love community, we're all praying and supporting each other, and we're all grounded in our identities, and we know who we are. And part of that is that now that we know who we are and we know that we're loved, we want to just spread this love to everybody, because why would we keep that to ourselves when we know what a gift it is?
Yeah. I think one of the things I've observed with you young ladies, because so many of them come through my house all the time, you know, because there's so many meetings there, is how much kind of growing in confidence happens. It's not you're being secluded and you're hiding out because the culture is too intimidating or the world's too intimidating. I just thought, wow, these are so many impressive young women who have so much leader. They're smart. They have so much leadership ability. And the more confidence you have in relationships with each other and freedom, it just helps you be more that way as you enter the world.
Yeah,
you
know? The Be Love Revolution, it's a culture that's not meant to just be contained. It's meant to go out and spread love to everybody and help them know the radical freedom that they can have in the Lord.
Yeah. How has this new faith affected you? Here you are. People can't see you, but I can see you. You just describe for our listeners the battle you're in right now.
Yeah, so about 5 weeks ago, I had a double knee reconstruction surgery. I tore my LCL and my ACL playing softball at the very end of my senior year. So I was headed to Notre Dame in the fall, but now I am headed to Notre Dame either next fall or hopefully in the spring semester, because I had to defer a year because of this injury.
Okay, that was a serious injury, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And how's your faith helped you in the midst of it?
My faith's been everything in this. If I didn't have my faith amidst this struggle, I would be so bitter about the situation. I would be so upset. I would just be distraught and like go into a hole. But my faith's really helped me accept this with joy and with acceptance and understanding that God has a plan. And I had been praying throughout my whole college decision that God would open doors and close doors. And he obviously closed this door for going into Notre Dame in the fall. So I gave God permission to do this. So I've got to accept it with joy.
That's good.
No, I'm excited for what the Lord has for Emma. And I think she touched on something really, really great and important is learning how to fight. And I think really part of our culture in Beloved is bring it on. Like, we are ready for the battle.
Oh, yeah.
We know there's a battle. We're not afraid to fight. We're going to learn how to fight. We're not fighting men. We're not like bitter women, but we're joyful women who are fighting our enemy, fighting the devil, to really fight to know who we are and to really live that in joy. So, Emma, do you want to share just practically how we learn how to fight?
Yeah, well, a big part of it is that we pray and we like fight for each other. So I know I receive texts from my fellow Beloved Revolutionaries all the times asking me to pray for them if they're experiencing a specific lie from the devil that they're hearing. And we just have learned to rebuke those lies, tell the devil to go back where he belongs, and just pray the name of Jesus.
What are the typical lies that young women are battling against these days, would you say?
There's so many. Where do we even start? So lots of young women hear the lie that they're not enough, that they're fat, that they're not pretty, they're not funny enough, not outgoing enough. A lot of it comes down just to the fact that they're not enough and they feel like they're not loved. I think that's the main lie.
They're not enough and not lovable. Is that part of it too? Like,
yeah.
They can't perceive that someone would love them.
Yeah.
They can't see. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's such a lie. So it's something that's really important to fight. We equip other young women to fight this lie.
Yeah.
And I think the important piece to that as we're fighting is to say, who are we going to look to for the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice every day. Who will you believe? Will you believe the lies of the enemy? Or will you believe the truth of the Lord? And so it does mean taking sometimes a more radical approach to the things in the world that are trying to tell us who we are, all those messages. I mean, I know Emma. Emma has a phone. Emma has an Instagram account. Emma's on. Oh, she doesn't. Okay, she's shaking her head. But I know, you know, young women are on social media, but they're very intentional about how they use it. And their parents are helping support that for the most part as well, because there's a battle out there. And that's, I think, the front lines of that battle is where the enemy comes in, is a lot through the social media stuff. And so being cautious, being intentional about how you use that is really important.
You mentioned yesterday, Debbie, the Pope Francis's phrase, a community of missionary disciples. And discipleship and life in Christ is really meant to be lived in community.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just impossible without it. I mean, we're meant to be in a living body of people who can support us in this, in the very way that you're describing. It doesn't matter if you're a young girl, if you're an older man like me. We all need living community of other disciples because the battle's real and every day's a new challenge. Some days we get hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
And we need friends to lean on. And sometimes it's not easy just to feel God's presence. And his presence is often revealed in the person who loves us, who sent you the text, or a shoulder to cry on, or something like that, to be loved for other people. That's why I like the dynamic, the incarnational reality. Oh, I'm looking at the clock. We just have a few seconds left. But I want to thank you, Emma, for coming.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, for the witness that you are. I really do appreciate your sharing. And may the Lord bring healing, quick healing to your knee. And for all those young women who may be listening, God has a purpose and a plan for you. You're loved. He knows you. You're his beloved daughter. If you'd like to know more about the Beloved Revolution, you could go to
BeLoveRevolution.com. And then we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Some great messages there. So BeLoveRevolution.com.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Emma. Friends, have a great day and God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.